Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcast. St Malachy's, on Alfred Street, close to City Hall, is one of Belfast's oldest Catholic churches and is perhaps best known for its beautiful vaulted ceiling and mosaic floor. But situated discreetly on a wall inside the church is a rare memorial plaque honouring those who gave their lives in the Great War. Historian Eamon Phoenix explains the story behind the plaque.
This is really the heart of the Victorian city. St Malachy's was the third Roman Catholic church built in Belfast as the Catholic population began to increase just before the Great Irish Famine. And it's one of the most outstanding buildings probably in the centre of the town because it looks to all intents and purposes like a castle soaring above the old Belfast market area of the town. And of course, many of the men who joined John Redmond's army during the First World War, the Irish National Volunteers who supported Home Rule and Redmond's call to go wherever the firing line extended, they would have worshipped here, and even after the war, they came back to remember fallen comrades on the Western Front and the Dardanelles. I suppose one of the lesser known aspects of the history of St Malachy's is the fact that it contains probably the only Great War memorial in a Roman Catholic church in the province of Ulster. I mean, this is something very, very rare. Have to close this. And through the great hallway here, with a plaque to Captain. So I've just come into the actual church itself, and the first thing you notice above you here is the great soaring ceiling above, this wedding cake ceiling, the marble altar rails from the early 20th century. And you can see that this was built for a lot of people, many of them joining the 6th Connaught Rangers, which was very much a regiment of choice of Belfast Catholics. They went to Fermoy and County Cork, they trained, they came from the markets, from the falls, from Ardoyne, and that's where they went. Perhaps 4,000 men from Catholic Belfast joined, and they would have been prayed for, remembered by their wives and loved ones at Mass here. And here it is. Now this brass plate, perhaps 2.5 feet by about 18 inches, mounted on wood, is set on a wall here, just off the main kind of nave of the church. Pray for the repose of the souls of sailors and soldiers who have fallen in this war. O compassionate heart of Jesus, give them eternal rest. Our Lady of Compassion, Mary, Mother of all Christians, pray for them. And then the amazing date, August 1917. And it has an interesting story behind it, because one of the most high-profile parishioners of St. Malachy's during the Great War was the wife of a British Army major who later became a Unionist MP. And his name was Major Charles Blakiston Houston. He was a Protestant, sort of gentry background, but his wife was an upper-class English Roman Catholic, and she worshipped here. And she was a great benefactress to the church, you know, providing money to restore seating and statuary in the church. And she developed a very close friendship with the parish priest at the time, the elderly Father Dan McCashin. But for some reason, in the summer of 1917, she managed to have this plaque erected. Now remember, the war was going on. It hadn't been won yet. The great spring offensive of 1918 lay beyond. The outcome was still in the balance. But she persuaded Father McCashin, who was about to retire, to agree to this plaque going up in honour of the soldiers and sailors who have fallen in this war. Now, this must be very unique across the British Isles. I mean, a plaque that went up before the end of the war. to remember soldiers. Usually they went up afterwards, about 1920 or 1922. This goes up earlier. Why? I think because she knew that while she had a friendship with the parish priest of the day, he might be replaced by someone who was much more intensely nationalist, especially after the Easter Rising and the executions. Irish public opinion was changing rapidly from home rule to a demand for an independent Irish Republic. And so she realised, if I don't get this up now, I'll never get it up. And the interesting thing is, because she was in a mixed marriage, she actually says, Our Lady of Compassion, Mother of all Christians. So she's including all sort of branches of the Christian churches in this. It's a link, really, between nationalist Belfast, Catholic Belfast, and the nationalist Marcus area, and the death on the Western Front between 1914 and 1918, even though it anticipates the end of the war.
St. Malachy's Church in Belfast. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.